Hi, and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And it's no surprise that there are aspects about our world that can make it a really unsafe environment for children at times. And according to child safety educator and author Patty Fitzgerald, it can take less than a minute for a predator to lure a child out of a safe environment. And as someone who's preparing to have a family of my own someday, this is a really scary truth for me to swallow. But the good news is that there is so much that you can do to help protect your children from harmful people and places. And it's something that can definitely add to the spiritual strength of your home when you talk about these preventative measures with your children. So Fitzgerald shares a few tips with parents, and I'd like to relay some of them to you here. Tip number one, stop teaching your children to not talk to strangers. Someday, they may need a stranger's help if they get lost or if you as their parent need help or medical attention. Instead, teach them how to talk to the right strangers. Tip number two, you can identify a bad stranger as someone who asks your son or daughter for help. A smart and stable adult only asks other adults for help, not children. Tip three, never leave your children unsupervised, even for a minute. Tip four, anyone who makes your child feel uncomfortable, a family member, a friend, or a store clerk, should not be left alone with your child. Tip five, at play dates, especially with older kids, make sure to keep doors open and to keep children in your line of sight occasionally. Tip six, at family night, set up a scenario with your children in your home about what they would do if they were lost in a store or on the street. Tip seven, if your child needs to go into a store, a restroom, or other public place, make sure that you use the buddy system for your child with another older child if you can't directly be with them. And tip eight, let children decide for themselves how they want to express affection. Don't force them to hug or kiss or sit on anyone's lap. That should be their choice. Tip nine, volunteer at your children's school and get to know their friends and their parents before you allow your child to go to their home for a play date or especially a sleepover. And tip 10, there's really no need to teach your children about these things with scare tactics. You can establish a safe, loving, and open communication with your child so that they feel they can come and talk to you about anything. Keeping secrets is really damaging to your relationship with your child, and especially when talking about their physical safety is on the line. And Dr. Jill Manning, an LDS family therapist, says that it's never too early to teach your children about physical safety. You can teach them as young as 2 years old about appropriate and inappropriate bodily touching and what strangers are not allowed to do to them. And in my family, just as a side note, we had a family safety word that sort of acted like a password if someone other than my mom needed to pick me up from a location. So if the person picking us up knew the family password, then we knew that they had talked to our parents and that it was okay for us to get in their car with them. So it's important to know that the Lord wants you and your family to be safe and cared for, and make it a matter of prayer if you're struggling to know how to teach your children or approach these topics with them. And you can also check out the video series Family Conversations on MormonChannel.org if you'd like more information on talking with your children about these topics. And we're going to end with a quote of the day from Elder Quinton L. Cook, a member of the LDS Quorum of the 12 Apostles. And he says, "It is easy to confuse our priorities, but we have a duty to secure the physical safety and well-being of our children." Very good words to remember. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.